When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Side Hustle School. Chris Guillebeau, your host here. We recently had a question from a listener who had a blog or website on sustainable living. They were trying to figure out how to introduce ads, like advertising, you know, to that blog. Today we've got a similar question, similar situation, but this person has a membership model. Wait a second, it's the other way around. The blog currently relies on ad revenue, but she's contemplating introducing a membership model for exclusive content. So this is Hannah from Missoula. Hannah's concern is, how do you do both? Or can you, in fact, do both? Like, can you have ads and a paid subscription model without alienating the audience? You know, your audience is like, hey, I'm paying for this subscription. Why are there ads here? But as I'm going to explain, lots of businesses do this. Lots of content companies, very large content companies that you probably have subscribed to, or at least you have consumed content from, they do this. So you just have to think about what is the overall strategy. You can, in fact, manage these dual revenue streams effectively. And of course, getting paid twice is better than getting paid once, right? That's what I want to help you with this year, growing your business, diversifying your income. So let's talk about Hannah's question, balancing ads and membership models, coming up in just 30 seconds.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, my name's Hannah, and I'm reaching out from Missoula, Montana. I run a wellness blog that's grown significantly over the past year. Currently, ad revenue is my main income source, but I'm thinking of introducing a membership tier for exclusive content. I'm worried, though, that combining ads with a subscription model might push my readers away. How can I balance these revenue streams without alienating my audience, and what are some successful examples of this dual approach?
All right, I've got some great news for Hannah and anybody else out there who is interested in doing more than one revenue source with a blog, website, YouTube channel, podcast, etc. The good news is this is a very common business model. Like, no one minds that there is more than one way for you to make money. In fact, you know, there is a well-established, well-trodden path. Well-trodden, let's just go with it. A common path that a lot of businesses have followed. Let's talk about some big businesses here. The New York Times, The Guardian, Wired Magazine, Business Insider Prime, National Geographic, Cook's Illustrated. I just kind of ran through a whole bunch of there. all of them in different ways offer free news content or other content supported by ads, but they also encourage, gently or otherwise, readers to support them through various membership tiers. So, there's a way to be a free subscriber, have certain access, but if you want to have more access, you need to pay for it. In some cases, you can pay to have a no-ad version. In other cases, there's still some limited ads. It's more just like you can access the content, but there will also be ads. So as I said, well-established, no need to worry about doing something that nobody else has done. It just comes down to communication and delivering value. As long as you are communicating clearly with your readers, your followers, subscribers, and mostly as long as you are delivering value, then anything else is possible, right? No one's going to disappear, or at least very few people will, just because you have introduced either a membership model or an advertising model. So make sure your value proposition is clear. Segment your content wisely. Like, keep a balance between the free and the paid content if that's the direction you're going. Do anything you can to reward your loyal readers, your most loyal followers. Give them a discount, give them bonus content, go above and beyond, and just kind of keep an eye on things as it goes, right? If you see a dip one way or another in engagement or an increase in the bounce rates, just be ready to adjust your strategy. Could mean tweaking the ratio of free to premium content or adjusting the types of ads or the number of ads. All of these things are possible. You are on the right track. Good luck. I'm cheering you on as always. Listeners, cheering you on too. New episode every day. This has been episode 2614 of Side Hustle School. More coming up tomorrow. It's always free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Once again, you're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.